The always pivotal Game 5 of a 2-2 playoff series. The Yankees sending Masahiro Tanaka to the mound. Aaron Judge would take his hacks against Dallas Keuchel. The two men square off bottom three.
Here's the 1-1 from Keuchel, and it's a hard grounder. Fair down the third baseline and into the corner. Gardner racing around second. Taps third base. It's going to be a relay, a play at the plate from Correa. Not in time. Judge with a double. Plates a run for the Yankees, and they lead it 2-0.
Here comes the 1-2. And that is on the outside corner for strike three. Throws Springer with a fastball at the knees. Fourth strikeout for Tanaka, two out. Long set, Tanaka the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out on a splitter down and away. And the inning draws to a close. Astros get two on with one out and fail to score. Here's the 0-1. And that's ripped down the left field line, a base hit headed for the corner. Headley around third, he will score. Judge will be stopped at third. Sanchez will go back to first after a big turn with an RBI single that puts the Yankees up 3-0. Payoff pitch. Ground ball right side. Altuve dives, can't get it, ticks off his glove and trickles into right. Judge scores, Sanchez goes to third. Didi Gregorius comes through and it's 4-0 Yankees. Tanaka delivers. Swing and a miss, struck him out on a breaking ball. Six strikeout for Tanaka, two out. Tanaka, the leg kick and the 2-2. And Gurriel hits it pretty well, the right center field. Hicks is back, he's got a play, makes the catch, a step in front of the track, and the inning draws to a close.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Tanaka. Got him swinging, gets away from Sanchez, he chases it down. Marwin racing down to first base, and he's thrown out. Good hustle by the catching Sanchez to get to that ball and throw it wide to first base to allow Bird to tag the base for the third out of the inning. So it's another strikeout. That's seven in the ball game for Tanaka. Sliders ripped to left, a hanger that time, and that's well deep in left field for a home run from Gary Sanchez. And the Yankees now lead it 5-0.
The Yankees are one win away from their first pennant since 2009. They take game 5, 5-0. The Yanks are 6-0 this postseason after falling into an 0-2 series deficit. Including the postseason, Masahiro Tanaka is 7-1 with a .96 ERA in his last 8 home starts. Game 6 Friday night at Minute Maid Park in Houston. With the ALCS having taken a complete 180 since taking a 2-0 series lead, Astros skipper A.J. Hinch shared his thoughts with his team on the brink of elimination.
Well, they're pretty good. It doesn't surprise me that they put up good at-bats. They've been putting up pretty good at-bats, certainly the last couple games here. And I thought they hit some pretty good pitches. You know, I thought Sanchez hit a pretty good slider. I thought Judge hit a pretty good cutter. Didi, on his last pitch, hit a pretty good pitch as well. So, Yankees are a good team. So it doesn't surprise me they put up a good fight, no.
You only had a couple of runners reach third base tonight. Obviously, no one scored. Any considerations to altering the lineup for game 6?
We'll talk about today's game. I'll talk about game 6 tomorrow.
To your right, AJ, Ron.
How different do you think everything will feel just getting home and playing in your own ballpark with your own fans?
That would be great. There weren't a lot rooting for us here. So I think getting home, you know, is good for us. We'll have an off day tomorrow, and then we'll get to playing in front of our home crowd. You know, every home team's won this series. So if that trend continues, we're in pretty good shape.
Right up front, AJ.
Jay, what do you see? It doesn't work today
for Dallas?
Yeah.
Well, I think it was more about them hitting pretty good pitches. You know, he got under a little bit of duress early. They got a two-out base hit. They scored a run. Once you get behind in the playoffs, you have to be pretty perfect. At least it feels that way. So he didn't pitch poorly by any means. I think he made some pitches that got hit when they had some big opportunities. So, for us, I think we've seen him get out of a lot of those jams, that rolling base hit up the middle, the base hit down the line. I think credit the hitter.
To your right, AJ, Joe.
AJ, I know you said you'd talk about game 6 tomorrow, but Verlander's been so good in his career in elimination games. What do you think bringing that kind of experience into game 6 will mean for you guys?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously I'll talk about game 6 tomorrow.
To your right, AJ, Joel.
AJ, have you been surprised at all about the quality and depth of their starting pitching in this series?
You know, coming in, their bullpen was so much more heralded than the starting rotation, and the starters have really stepped up against us and made good pitches. You know, we've lost a little bit of our offensive adjustments and a little bit of our offensive mojo. I've been, and some of that is, the anxiety that gets created around at bat, some of that is them executing pitches. You know, Tanaka tonight was good. You know, I thought he was good in game one as well, and he changed his game plan through a few more splits today. Some finished fastballs, which are rare for him. He's usually a secondary pitcher late in at bats. So I think for them, CeCe's, you know, had a good game. Tanaka's thrown well twice. Sonny threw well last night. So again, they're pretty hot, and they certainly played well these last few games.
Second row, Allison.
Just to go further, just on the offense, how concerning is this that the bats are struggling so much? And was there an approach against Tanaka that you saw?
Yeah, it was. You know, it's rare because of how much, you know, offense we put up through the first 6 months of the season. So, and even in the division series, we've swung the bats very well. And to this day, I believe, you know, we're one good game away from coming out of it. We're going to go home. We hit well. We get a day off tomorrow, which is probably the most important thing. And try to make some offensive adjustments. You know, the playoffs, as we talked earlier in today about advanced scouting and about trying to expose some weaknesses, and if they get you to crack a little bit outside your game plan, then they've got you. And we haven't stayed in our game plan quite well enough, obviously, to make some adjustments. But getting pull happy today a little bit against Tanaka hurt us. And then as the game went on, you could feel the, you know, the sort of the game shortening, and as they separated, made it difficult for us to come back.
Take two last ones, starting to your left.
AJ, what do you think, you know, 36 hours from now, whatever, you guys reconvene, what will your message be as you guys try to reset and get these last two games?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. I mean, we've got to play game six. And so the message of this team is going to be keep fighting the fight. This series isn't over. You know, this game is. We're going to get back to Houston and get to an off day with our families and come back ready to play.
Against a lineup as dangerous as the Yankees, not even Dallas Keuchel's domination against the Bombers was bound to last forever.
Felt great, but I mean, you got to give credit to their guys for taking advantage of some tough pitches, and it just seems like the three games here outside of game three that they were placing the ball where they wanted to, and they got the timely hitting with two outs. I think they've scored almost 30 runs in the playoffs with two outs, and that's where you got to make the toughest pitches. And I knew I had my hands full today, and with the way their starters had been throwing against us. But at the same time, I thought coming into it, we had a great game plan, and with the pitches we've been throwing, and strategy and the counts, that it was going to be another pitcher's duel, and it just didn't go our way, and we'll look to regroup and get back to Houston.
Did they hit some mistakes, or did they just make good pitches and you tip your hat to them?
Well, I think outside of Castro's double in the second, it was a backup cutter, or he put a good swing on it. Outside of that, I couldn't pinpoint another mistake pitch, and I know Sanchez's double down the line was a pretty good pitch down and in, and he hadn't had great success on that pitch. Judge had worked a count on me a few times, and his cutter was in. Maybe it wasn't in quite far enough, but it was in enough to get an out. But, I mean, up and down that lineup is tough right now. And like I said, though, we put ourselves in good position during the regular season to get home field advantage. So we did what we had to do the first two games. They did what they had to do the middle games, and now we're looking to regroup and get back to Houston and do our job.
How tough is it for you having to walk away not having the kind of game you'd hope to have in a big situation?
Well, the most frustrating part is the fact that I didn't pick the guys up, and they were looking towards me to kind of saddle up and get this thing back going again. And first inning was really good, and just seems like they made the necessary adjustments and just put the ball in play in the right spots. So when you play at home, things like this happen, and that's why it's so tough to win on the road in the playoffs. And New York is no joke. Yankee Stadium is a tough place to play, and it was rocking these three games, but it's going to be rocking on Friday for us.
Ever since a red-hot start to the postseason, Jose Altuve's bat went cold in the Bronx, along with many of his teammates.
Man, it feels good to go play back home, especially because we won the first two games out there, and, you know, it feels good. You know, we are very confident about going there, and, you know, we got to go there and play.
Can you put your finger on why the offense has struggled a little bit? I know they have great pitching, but y'all had a great offense all year.
Yeah, I mean, this is baseball. This is what I'm being going on for all year. You know, you're going to have some games where, you know, you're going to hit 20 basics and the next day you might get three or four. Mm-hmm. That's baseball. I don't think that's any reason why we're doing it. This is just, you know, he pitched really good tonight and sometimes you have to tip your hat.
Are you shocked? You guys haven't lost three in a row very often this year. Is it kind of surprising right now?
It doesn't feel good to lose three games in a row. Nobody likes to lose, not even one game. But, you know, like I said, we have to go out there tomorrow, spend a day off, and then come back on Friday and be ready to play.
What do you think? He told us, look, the makeup of this clubhouse is why we can rebound. Can you just talk about this, the unique mix of veterans, leaders, guys who stand up?
Yeah. I mean, Carlos, Brian, you know, they feeling confidence about us. They, you know, they already talked to us that everything is okay, and, you know, we got to go home. You know, we have the home field advantage. We got two more there. We won the first two there. They did what they have to do, win their home games. Now it's our turn.
Is there any different kind of approach when you're in an elimination game, or is it the same way? You do things the same way?
No, not really. When you try to change things or do too much, I don't think the results are going to be good. We just got to go out there and play our game, the game that we know you know how to play. We have a lot of good players, and you know, if you ask me, I'm very confident about my guys. Since the leadoff, which is George, and the last hitter was Marwin O'Brien. You know, I believe then in 100%, and I know we're gonna do good.
How great is it to have Verlander going on Friday?
No, it's good. You know, it feels good to have him. You know, everybody knows it's not a secret what he can do. So, you know, I'm just expecting the game on Friday and see what happens.
Another culprit in Houston's offensive woes has been from the leadoff spot, as George Springer has failed to find his stroke.
You know, like I said, when they don't miss, it makes it hard to hit. And you know, they've been great through his last five games. And, you know, we're just going to have to hope that he can capitalize on some mistakes.
You'll have some of that wild on your side Friday night when you expect the crowd to be behind the big boy.
Yeah, you know, any place is a hard place to play on the road, you know, as especially in these games. And you know, you see it a lot as a kid. You watch these games here, and it's just a wild, crazy atmosphere. And you know, it lived up to it. It's definitely something that I'm not ever going to forget.
What does it look like facing Tanaka? Does it look like a fastball coming at you?
No, it looks like something else. You know, he does a good job of kind of putting everything in the same spot and it kind of looking the same. And you know, that's why he's effective.
Bottom just kind of fall out?
Depending on the pitch, you know, he lives on the edges. You know, he doesn't really throw the ball over the plate a lot. You know, he does a good job of making a ball look like a strike and a strike look like a ball. It's you know, hats off to him.
George, can you explain what it's like preparing for an elimination game, playing in an elimination game? Is it different? Do you approach it different? How do you view all that stuff?
No, I mean, you win or you go home. I mean, you really can't think of anything else besides just go out there and play your game.
Carlos Correa's walk-off double in Game 2 seems like ancient history now, as the star infielder lamented a Game 5 loss.
I think it will help, you know. Obviously, three tough losses here. I think their pitching staff did a great job. They were pitching really well. I think Tanaka today hit the corners. It almost seemed like every single pitch was right in the corners. They did really well. I think their pitching staff was great.
Obviously, like you said, they're pitching well. What do you make of what you guys are doing offensively?
Well, you know, it's not like we're not working on trying to get better, you know. I think they've been better than us these three games. We got to wake up now and go home and hopefully wake up and score some runs.
The Yankees have a different look than they had during the regular season, in your opinion?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you beat them 5 out of 7. Do they look different this time of year than they did during the regular
season? Well, you know, it's a young team that has a lot of talent with a lot of energy. I think their bullpen got better with the trades and stuff. But their starting pitchers, I think they've been doing a good job. Sometimes you got to tip up the hat, sometimes you got to make adjustments. So now it's time for us to make adjustments and go home and try to win the series.
Can you talk about just going home in that environment? You got Justin going, pieces and
yeah, we're very confident. We know we have a great team, and you know we've come back before. So we got to go out there and make the adjustments in order for us to win.
Is the challenge of an elimination game not playing with too much desperation? Is that a tough thing?
Well, it's the first one we've played this year, so you know we gotta go out there and focus and play the game we can play, and obviously show off why we're one of the best teams in the league and go out there and compete and get the wins.
What was the atmosphere like in these three games compared to what you've experienced?
It was crazy. I never heard anything as loud as it was yesterday when Gary hit that double. I mean, it's the loudest I've ever been part of when I'm off the field. Obviously, it's not on your side, so you know it's not the kind of environment you want to be around. But now we get to go home and hopefully experience that same thing, but on our side now.